All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, excited to be talking to an individual who is set to headline BKB 33, which goes down on July the 29th, and it's for the vacant BKB welterweight world championship as Jimmy Sweeney enters the ring against Ionel Levici. And great getting to talk to Ionel on the show today. How's everything going, man?
Yeah, everything's good, thank you. Yeah, all goes good, training is good. Actually, I had a fight last weekend, so I'm keeping in shape, you know. I can't wait for it. I can't wait to become world champion. So, yeah.
And what was that fight that you had last weekend? Like, I'm curious to get some more details on that.
I had the kickboxing fight, you know, because I'm fighting, like, all kind of styles, you know, like MMA, boxing, kickboxing, Ben Michael boxing, of course. So I'm taking everything, every opportunity I'm taking it, you know. So I had to keep boxing fight last weekend.
Yeah, well, good to hear you're active across like a few combat sports, and seems like things panned out perfectly for you. Like, you called for a world title shot in your post-fight interview after your last fight, and now you're facing one of the pound-for-pound best of the modern era. Like, can you describe the feelings when this bout offer initially came your way? I would think you would be pretty ecstatic.
Yeah, of course, I'm pretty excited. You know, they offered me this fight because I was, like, in line to fight for the world championship. So, of course, I took the opportunity, you know. I'm fighting Jimmy Sweeney. He's one of the best BKB fighters, you know. He used to be, like, 5 times world champion, you know, like, different weight class division. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it, you know. I know it's not gonna be easy fight, but I like to challenge myself, you know, to with the best, because, you know, if it's for world championship, needs to be like 2 proper warriors to make a good fight.
Yeah, and I mean, it seems like both of you are trying to, like, really make history in a certain sense, with him trying to become that 4-weight bare knuckle boxing champion. But I mean, you're the British lightweight champion in BKB, and you're pursuing gold in a different division here, so it seems like there's stakes here for both of you in terms of being, like, multi-division champions on their respective resumes and all.
Yeah. Basically, you know, on this fight, I've got nothing to lose, you know. I think all the pressure is on his shoulders, you know what I mean? Because, you know, he has to prove once again, because he's the king of BKB, you know. So, yeah, I like the guy, you know. We used to know, like, we know each other because we used to fight, like, in the same promotion. But the fight came up, so it's just business, you know. I'm looking forward to it, you know, and we're going to make a good fight. A good fight is going to be a war, 100%, because he's coming to fight. I know he's a very skilled fighter, you know. I'm not so skilled, but I can take a punch, I can deliver a punch. So, yeah. I'm a brawler, actually, but it's going to be interesting how he's going to play.
Yeah, and I imagine you'd know a lot about Jimmy Sweeney for quite a while now, just being that you debuted as a fighter at BKB 8 in November 2017. So I imagine you've gotten to see a lot on him and have heard a lot about him, etc.
Yes. Actually, when I had my BKB debut, he fought against Julian Lane, which is... you know, everyone knows him. He used to fight in UFC. He's BKFC other promotion, you know. So that was the first time when I saw him fighting, actually, you know. And he had already some history with BKB, so he's very one of the oldest fighters in the promotion, you know. So, yeah.
Yeah, for sure, and you've had a pretty interesting journey in the sport, I think, because I was noticing for almost 4 years between 2017 and 2021, you were kind of out of the bare-knuckle picture. Like, what kind of motivated the return? Like, was there something that kind of put you on the shelf for a bit that you had to kind of deal with? Like, did some internal fire get reignited? Like, what led to the return after that, you know, dormant period?
Actually, I only took a break from BKB, but I was fighting in this time, you know. I was fighting kickboxing most, you know. I had, like, maybe in this 4 years, like, 30 kickboxing fights. So, yeah, I was doing well. I was keeping busy. But I don't know, I took a break from BKB, you know, because I had, I don't know. But, and then I said, let's go back in the game because I want to become a champion, you know. So half of my dream came true, you know, when I became British champion. But it's not enough for me, you know, because actually I'm not happy only with that. So I want to become world champion and then let's see what's up.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, just kind of even going back to that moment briefly, like, what was it like getting that, you know, third round finish over Jordan Tompkins and cementing yourself as champion? Like, some fighters kind of have that adage they go with where it's like, you're not the champion until you defend the title at least once. I mean, not everyone subscribes to that, obviously, but like, is there a certain feeling that you have coming out of that? Like, I mean, as much as it's a great feeling to get that belt wrapped around you and when you cemented yourself as the champion at BKB 31, but was there some kind of sense of like, okay, I need to get that first title defense under my belt though?
Yeah, I have the opportunity to defend now on this show on 29th of July, yeah. But actually, this opportunity came the same time with Jimmy. So I took what's best for me, you know. Of course, I have to defend my British title again after this fight. That's not a problem, you know. But honestly, that title is not so important to me like it's the world championship, you know. So I have to do what's best for me, you know what I mean. So even if I'm gonna vacate the British title, I'll stay world champion. I'll defend that belt, you know, because I don't know, it's gonna be quite hard to defend both titles, you know, because you know what I mean.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, you positioned yourself well in a lot of regards. Like you were talking before about how you're facing a 5-time BKB champion here. And I mean, definitely one of the more experienced guys out there, having over like 20 BKB fights against some huge names. And I mean, kind of an interesting place in his career to be fighting him, because he's kind of coming off those losses to Barry Jones and kind of reasserted himself back into the win column, and seems like he's looking to really make this year a big year for him. Like, can you talk about all the different facets of this matchup and just your thoughts on, you know, the potential for beating a guy like Jimmy Sweeney and getting such like a legendary name on the resume and all?
Yeah, well, of course, I told you it's a very big fight for me, you know, because he's a legend in BKB, but I know 100% I can beat him, you know, because, you know, I don't know, I just believe too much in myself, I guess, so I don't know, but I know I have the power to knock anyone out, you know, because all my wins was like by knockout, you know, my 5 wins are by knockout, so yeah, I know I can finish the fight, you know, because there's no chance we're going to fight for 7 rounds. That's impossible, you know what I mean? Because I'm going like, when that, as soon as that bell rings, I'm going for the kill. I'm going like everything or nothing, you know what I mean? So, yeah, it's interesting. But it's going to be a big fight, you know? So, yeah, I'm happy because of this fight. He's a legend, all respect to him, you know? But I think now is my time, so, yeah.
Yeah, and a huge fight here coming up, and absolutely not overlooking it, but I'm noticing you used to fight for BYB as well. Like, you kind of journeyed out of the BKB circuit and had that BYB 12 London Brawl victory in just like a touch over 1 minute. Can you speak to what it was like getting that first round finish over JD Burns? And I guess as like an extension, like a second part of the question, could we see you in the mighty Trigon at some point again, just with the close business ties BKB and BYB have?
Yeah, 100%, 100%. Yeah, that show was amazing in London, you know, when they came first time. It was good. JD Burns, again, is a very tough fighter, very tough fighter. He has, like, you know, a lot of experience, you know. He's been knocked down a couple of times. He won the fight after, you know. He's a very, very, very strong guy, you know. But I think I just overpowered him and I just knocked him out, you know. I knocked him down like 3 times before the knockout. So, yeah, and I'm looking forward to compete again in Trigon, of course, 100%. When it's going to be even in USA or UK, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
And definitely some cool opportunities presented there. Like, there's Police Gazette title fights that have happened, obviously, under the, you know, BKB banner. But, I mean, some possible options for you know, that as well, fighting, you know, BYB guys in the future. And just seems like it's a great thing to uplift the sport in general, just in the sense of you're getting the best from multiple promotions fighting each other, and probably just like raises the collective bar for everybody. Can you speak to, I guess, that part of it?
Yeah, of course. I'm interested to take every belt, you know what I mean? So, yeah, even, you know, now, this fight, you know, we fight 80 kilos. I'm waiting, my weight division is like 75, 76, but I'll take any opportunity, you know? Of course, I'm not going to take heavyweight fights, you know, but, I mean, if it's like, you know, I'm happy to do, like, to go till 70, from 70 to 80 kg, so I'm happy to do that. So, of course, I'm looking forward to maybe to take a police gazette belt as well in the near future. So, yeah, let's see what opportunity comes in a way.
And it seems like you take a lot of pride in being the first ever Romanian bare-knuckle boxer and just what you've been able to do so far. Can you speak to that part of it, like how much that motivates you and, I guess, galvanizes your already, like, strong resolve heading into these different fights and everything?
Yeah, of course, it motivates me a lot, you know, because as you told, yeah, I was, like, first ever Romanian bare-knuckle boxer, and now I'm first Romanian BKB champion, right? And now I'm going to be first world champion BKB Romania. Yeah, so of course gives me a lot of motivation, you know, and I just want to, you know, like put Romania on a map, you know, on a BKB map. So yeah.
Yeah, and definitely I've done a great job of that in a lot of regards for sure, but I mean, just checking out your track record, I mean, pretty exemplary, just seeing that you have, you know, a 100% finishing rate across all of your different victories there. But the lone fight you did have that went the distance represents your single loss in bare knuckle at this point. Like, is there any particular motivation in the future to eventually get that Martin Rafael fight back, just kind of even up the series there? Or do you not really, like, look at the sport in that kind of regard and you're just trying to, like, ride this championship trajectory more so?
Yeah, of course. Listen, I'm not looking to get the wins on points. You know, I never look, especially in BKB, you know. I don't like to get smashed, you know, like to play five rounds and get everything, you know, my face should be like, you know. So I'm trying to finish the fight as soon as possible. You know, yeah, only one fight I went to distance, which I've lost on points. There's two ways. Either I'm winning by knockout or I'm losing by points. You know, that's my goal, actually, you know. So, yeah, that's the only fight went to distance. I knocked him down in the first round, but then I gassed myself a little bit, so that's why we went to distance, you know. That's the only fight, but the rest of them I finished as soon as I could. So, yeah.
So based on what I'm picking up from you, it's seeming like you're thinking that streak continues heading into this fight, like ending this one inside the distance. Is that kind of how you see this one playing out with Sweeney?
I just told you how it's going to play. I can visualize this already, you know. That's not going to go to this 100%. I think the fight will be, I don't know, will be finished before fifth round, you know, because I'll try to finish the fight as soon as possible. So it there's no chance it will go seven rounds. I can guarantee that. And you'll see.
And you kind of mentioned it earlier, talking about how when you made your bare knuckle debut, Sweeney was headlining the event. And it seems like there's multiple other events where you were kind of on the undercard and, you know, he was headlining, like his second Franco fight and, you know, when he fought Jones at BKB 25. Like, how does it feel to kind of be now in this main event, like topping the marquee, because you guys have that certain history together? Like, is it kind of like a cool part of the journey? Do you place any level of importance on that or not so much?
Not really. Yeah, of course it's yeah, I'm proud of that, you know, because now I'm fighting like main event, you know. I used to fight, like, my first fight I think was second fight, you know, because of course I was like in the, let's say, in the other undercard, yeah. But now, of course, it's an honor for me, like, to be the main event. But this gives me extra motivation, you know, because actually my journey went really well, you know. So, yeah, I'm not surprised. I'm just proud of myself, that's all.
Yeah, I mean, fair enough. And something I was kind of noticing circa February 2022 that I thought was kind of unique. You had a boxing rules fight with 4 ounce MMA gloves. Like, I mean, you were talking about kind of keeping busy with some kickboxing action and doing so at various points over the years. But I feel like that would be one of the best, like, I mean, I don't want to call it a stay busy kind of endeavor, but just with the boxing rules and the 4 ounce MMA gloves, I would think participating in something like that would keep the tools sharpened for, you know, bare knuckle, just like the most similar replication of the range. Did you find that to be the case at all?
Yeah, no, the opportunity just came, you know, to fight. I, it was my first time when I fought that extreme boxing rules, you know, with MMA gloves. So I just took the fight, you know. I said, yeah, of course, it's like similar to bare knuckle. It's a little bit not so, you know, so tough, but it's still like almost the same. So yeah, I took the opportunity and I just knocked the guy out inside 1 minute, I think. So yeah, it suits me very well, that rules as well, you know. Very good. Everything what means fighting and violence, I'm going for it.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely something you've shown in your previous fights, no doubt, but it seems like you've got to also meet some cool fighters over the years. Like in my research, I was seeing you got to meet Roy Jones Jr. and also that you got to meet Semi Schilt at an Infusion event in Holland. Are those some of the cooler guys you've gotten to meet over the years? I'm curious to get some insights on that, because those seemed like pretty prolific guys to get to link up with and all.
Yeah, of course, yeah, because, you know, I was watching them when I started my fighting career. I was watching them, you know, like Roy Jones was my favorite boxers, you know, Semi Schilt, Peter Arts, you know, I used to meet them all, you know, so, yeah, I was very proud, you know, because I said, like, you know, a couple of years ago, I was watching this guy, you know, I was looking at his fighting style, trying to try to catch something, to learn something from them, and now I meet them. Of course, this is the journey, you know. So yeah, this is a nice feeling when you meet like your idols, you know what I mean, after a couple of years.
Yeah, and it's almost like you're positioning yourself to almost inspire that next generation, but in your own kind of sport, just with the opportunity to be a BKB world champion here. Like, do you have instances of that kind of happening? Have you kind of allowed yourself to think about that, just, you know, readying to put yourself in this position where you could yourself inspire that next generation of young fighters?
Yeah, I hope that, of course. I hope to, like, you know, all these upcoming fights, that, like, the young fighters gonna look at me, at the other fighters which done good in the sport, so they will take an example, and, you know, they're gonna take what's coming the best from us, you know what I mean? Because, yeah, I hope I'm gonna inspire, so, yeah, that's a really good thing.
Yeah, no doubt, that would be great. It's always great to get to inspire people if you have the opportunity to do so. But like I was kind of saying before, I want to be mindful of your time, INL. So to that point, is there maybe any final parting thought you'd want to kind of add as we're wrapping things up here, man?
No, really. I can't wait for the fight. You know, as I said, I've got like a very big respect for Jimmy. He's a legend. You know, he done a lot for this sport, you know. He's a champion. He used to be like a few times champion. But as I told you, so it's just business. And now it's my time. So, yeah, I'll take the opportunity with both hands. But, yeah, that's all. No, I just invite all the people to watch BKB fights.
Yeah, it's an incredible main event at BKB 33, and very much counting down the days until I can check out your fight with Jimmy Sweeney on July 29th there, and just, you know, see who situates themselves in that vacancy for the, you know, welterweight division within BKB. But just really wanted to thank you for the time and the insights, man. You have a good rest of your day, and yeah, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, excited to be talking to an individual, set to headline BKB 33, and that goes down on July the 29th. We've got that vacant welterweight world championship on the line in the main event as Ionel Lavici and Jimmy Sweeney enter the ring. And great having Jimmy on the show. How's everything going there, man?
Yeah, everything's going well. Well, I had a schedule now for this fight. They got the weights down, comfortably 2.5 weeks out. Or just less than 3 weeks, so just more than that. Sparring's going great. Everything is going great, to be fair. So I'm ahead of where I should be, so happy with that.
Yeah, well, great to hear that's all going smoothly, and it seems like everything aligned perfectly here, just because the last time we were talking, you were mentioning, like, aiming for, you know, that sixth world title, and to do so in a fourth different division. Like, when did you initially get word about this bout agreement that you would be getting a chance to vie for that welterweight title and everything?
But basically just after my last fight, as we know, we had a few pullouts on the last show, and we had a late replacement step in. No disrespect to that fighter, but there was levels apart, and it was over quite quick. So my first plan was fight in... my last fight, and didn't take a little break until November. But it would have been over so fast. I just asked for this fight in July, and I've asked for a world title shot. As you know, I'm chasing world title. So, but the guy that I've wanted to fight, Marley Churcher, who just been beat world title shot, he couldn't make the July show, so we've got in Lavici. So it's still a dangerous fight, but a fight that I'm very confident winning.
Yeah, and you kind of touched on the last one there. I mean, definitely an interesting fight in certain regards, like having to deal with a few, like, last minute pullouts and, like, replacement opponents. I mean, was that something that was kind of like, I'm trying to find a word to say, not stressful per se, but, like, was there certain, like, adapting that had to be done? Or just because you're so used to this with, like, 33 pro BKB fights that you just, like, adapted smoothly and it was, like, a non-issue, all the changes?
With that, it's just... It can affect some fighters and stuff like that, but it's just more of an annoyance for me, really, with it being so many changes. But at the end of the day, you still have to do the same job, and it doesn't matter who's in front of you, you know what I mean? You just got to adapt to that fighter, and any good fighter should be able to adapt to whatever style and whoever's true in front of them. So it's not a case of I've been too off my game because of all these different replacements and stuff like that, but it was just annoying that there was it. But as a professional, you just got to get the head down and just get on with the job ahead. And we've seen that, like, that the fight didn't last too long, so it wasn't really a case that I was bothered too much about it.
Yeah, and was there a certain sense of relief kind of getting back to the win column? Because, I mean, you had the pair of Barry Jones fights prior. Was there a certain sense of, like, relief getting back to the win column, or not so much?
Yeah, I've come into that fight, and I was probably too overeager to put on a good performance and get the win, and probably let it affect my boxing game a bit, and because obviously I was coming off two losses, so I was kind of nervous going. I knew I would have won the fight anyway, but after coming off two losses, you still would have been nervous, would have been there a bit and stuff like that. And I was just over eager trying to get the job done. But in this fight, I'm going to be more relaxed because I've got that win again. I'm back to winning ways, and that's out of the way now, and I can really enjoy this one, relax and put a great performance in this fight.
Yeah, for sure, and definitely an interesting one. And yeah, it seems like a lot of things did fall into place for sure. Like, I mean, I kind of referenced, like, your title goals from our last chat, but it also seemed like you were specifically eyeballing, you know, July 29th and stuff like that. So it seems like it really worked out in that kind of regard. But it kind of seemed like you were eyeing, like, a James Connolly fight potentially. I mean, it seemed like there was a few on the table. You also mentioned Marley Churcher.
That's a fight that could happen in future. if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I've got my world title shot now on July 29th. He's doing his own thing, but as I said, it was never anything personal with that one. It was just whoever had the title, the featherweight title, was always going to come on my radar. You know what I mean? So, but that fight couldn't have been made for July because he's fighting in August. So we've gone up another weight division again for the second one. So that fight, if it happens in the future, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I'm not really pushed, to be honest. As long as I have a world title, I'm happy.
And I mean, much is understandably made of you being a world champion across multiple divisions with previous accolades at middleweight, lightweight, and also featherweight. Like, how does the camp and general preparations look readying to fight at welterweight, maybe as compared to how you curated camp at those divisions?
I've been enjoying food. I'm probably enjoying it a bit too much. Like, obviously, this is not my natural weight. My natural weight is about 76, 77. So I'm fighting this one at 80 kg. I could make that tomorrow if I really wanted to. You know what I mean? I can lose the weight that fast. So it's been strange being able to eat as much, but it's also been bad as well because I've been eating the wrong foods. You know what I mean? Oh, I can snack, I can have a pizza, oh, I can have this and I can have that, which is not great because it does not. When you're fighting, you need to be eating the proper foods. So it has been, sometimes I've been feeling absolute crap because I've been eating crap, and that's just because I could eat it because it's not going to affect my weight too much. So these last three weeks now, I've just, I need to cut everything out and just get back to being healthy and eating right, because there's no point coming up all the weight if you're just going to put on bad weight, because it's not going to help you in the fight. You need to be eating the right foods and not other. So yeah, but just that. But through my span and stuff now, I'm not weight cutting, so I'm feeling a lot stronger in my span. I'm hitting a lot harder this bigger weight because my body's not depleted. I'm not killing myself with weight loss and stuff like that. So I'm just going in healthier I'm not struggling. So I'm enjoying everything more.
Yeah, have you been indulging in some of the healthier options on the food kitchen's menu? Is that kind of what you've been doing?
I'm trying to stick to healthy, much healthy, but it's when I get home and because the woman is pregnant now and she likes a little takeaway, and I go, ooh, I fancy a bit of that. So it's basically been crap I've been eating through takeaways at night time because she gets a bit lazy and she can't cook, so she gets takeaways in.
Yeah, but I mean,
I blame her for the weekend. She's gonna go mad, but it is what it is. But yeah, but I've been, as I said, the last 2-3 weeks now, I want to really cut it down and just start eating the proper healthy food. But as again, I gotta eat lots of it. Like this camp now, I haven't been doing much running because when I start running, the weight just falls off me. So I'm trying to keep the weight high. Less runs and more like new sprint work and stuff like that I'm doing.
Yeah, and probably good that it's like a quicker turnaround too, because it was around like 8 some odd months in between fights when you last kind of got out there. So is the quick turnaround here, I mean, relatively quick turnaround, I guess, is that something you're kind of relishing a bit more, just not being on the sidelines as much?
Yeah, I've took 2 weeks out from my last fight. I've took 2 weeks out. I've come back in and I was still fit. You know, I'm not going to lose so much in 2 weeks. So I was still fit, still sharp enough. So this fight, I'm going to be even better than. Cause as you said, I take a lot of time out between fights and stuff like that. So I'm so far ahead of where I should be right now. So I'm just can't wait to get in and show everyone what I can do on the night.
Yeah, for sure. And as far as the opponent on that night, I mean, coming in with a pretty good run so far, it seems like, British lightweight champion, and also looking to become a multi-weight title holder in his own right. And I mean, seems like he's got that, you know, good strong finishing rate for sure. I mean, he's got the finishes across all of his bare knuckle fights so far. Like, when you, I guess, have been watching tape on Ionel Levici, like, what do you think he really brings to the table? Like, what are some of his better, I guess, attributes?
We've seen him very short fighter, very compact, very strong, very explosive. He's one of those steep fighters that if he hits you, yeah, could be it. Could be lights out. You know what I mean? I think he's going to be very dangerous for the first two, three rounds. So that's where he's most dangerous. So he's going to come out there knowing if this goes into later rounds, he's going to get his head boxed off. So he's going to come out dangerous. He's going to come out fast. So I've got to be prepared for that. You know what I mean? Them three rounds is going to be vital. Like, I can't lose concentration at all in them three rounds, because if I do, it could put my lights out. That's the kind of fighter he is. You know what I mean? He's dangerous. As we've seen in his last fight, when he was dropped, he's dangerous. When the guys come running into him, back, he's hit him, he's dropped him. You know what I mean? This is what he does. He's explosive. So if I drop him, I can't rush him. I have to box and get the job done smartly.
Yeah, so maybe like the first few rounds are kind of collecting a lot of intel, and then maybe kind of put the foot on the gas in like the mid to later rounds more so.
Yeah, that's the plan. The plan is just stick to my boxing for this one. Just stick to my boxing. Don't get careless. Don't get caught with his overhand right, because he's a very dangerous lad. And then just gradually break him down and stop him in the later rounds. But as I said, he's one of those fighters which you have to be. Your concentration level has to be 100 every round. You know what I mean? You can't afford to lose concentration for a second, because that second could be vital. That could be the end of the fight. So you need to be on it. Like, it's going to be a very, not just physical fight, but mental fight as well, because your boxing IQ has to be there. Just outthink him, outsmart him. My boxing IQ compared to his is going to be massive. You see it on the night. But it just, with his power, with his strength, like, he could be dangerous, and if he catches you any second, it could be over.
And I'm kind of curious who with Gold Team Gym you might be working with that has, like, maybe a similar body type or giving similar looks to Ionel Levici. Like, I know in the last camp you were working with guys like Scott McHugh and Dan Chapman, and I saw you with Tom Young a bit ago.
It's hard, man, because we're obviously, I spar a lot of like amateur lads and pro lads, and at 80 kgs, you don't really get anyone around that's Levici size. You know what I mean? So there's always tall lads or something like that. But we've got a few lads in and a couple of, not, I don't think I've sparred really much that's his size, he's fine. You know what I mean? It's just, they're just hard found. At that weight division, it's like, if these guys come in about 6 foot, 80 kilos, I'm like, because I'm going up weight, he's going up weight. It's not our natural weight to be fighting. So it's just, it's hard to find the fighters at that weight that's Levici size.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. Probably underscores the idea more of what you were talking about, where it's like you're collecting the intel, like probably especially so, because like you said, maybe you're not getting those like exact looks in the camp, so maybe kind of underscores the idea of, you know, trying to pick up on his tendencies early.
I feel as well that it's like, it doesn't matter who I spar or what, you know what I mean? I can go into this fight and after about 10 seconds I'll have the feature figured out, so I don't have to be like, the things I'm working on sparring with these guys are the things that's going to be really effective with Levici, because he's meant for them. If I can hit these lads with what I'm trying to do, and they're a lot taller, I'm gonna catch Levici with them. You know what I mean? So, I honestly think it's not going to go three or four rounds. I think he's going to walk into my shots and what I have planned, and it's going to be a lights out early for him.
I was going to say, even based on that prediction, it would seem like, well, I mean, I guess a lot can happen within that space of a fight, but it would seem like you could even have another relatively quicker turnaround. And like the last time we were talking, you were looking to make this a big year. Like, I mean, obviously some factors are here, like what falls into place with this fight, but like, what's the, I guess, desired, you know, next challenge? Like, do you have a certain timeline in your head in that regard?
And to be fair, get this one out of the way, get my world title. I've been looking at fighting in America and stuff like that. You know what I mean? I've done everything domestically for everyone. Now I need to start getting international shows. I fought a lot of Americans coming back and a lot of international fighters, but now I want to start going to America, Thailand, stuff like that, and fighting out there.
Are there any particular American opponents you're eyeing, or just the idea of competing in America in general?
It doesn't matter who I fight. It's just the idea of fighting out there. You know what I mean? I've fought all over the UK. I just want to fight in America. And before I retire, I fought there. You know what I mean? Everyone wants to fight in America, even pro boxers, amateur boxers. Everyone likes the idea of fighting in America. I've got that opportunity because I know if I push for it, it'll happen. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to push for a fight over there.
Yeah, and would that be under the BYB banner potentially, just because BKB has that cross promotional relationship?
Yeah. I do the BYB over there. It's not my to be fair, it's not really my thing, but I don't mind. I can fight anyone anywhere. It doesn't matter what size ring. So it's not going to be a problem. It's just, as I said, it's just me getting out there. You know what I mean? Fighting in Miami. Just one of those things I can tell the kids that your dad fought in America.
Yeah, I mean, there'd be like a wealth of different opponents I think you could fight, because, I mean, you clearly spread yourself over like a few different divisions over your career, so it seems like the options are endless almost.
The options, man, over there, and with it over there, it's like, because you do the day before weighing, so you can really get down with a fight the higher weight, but as big, so it opens more for you, you know what I mean? I probably wouldn't fight 80 kilo over there, because the day before weighing, you're looking at guys probably about 86 kilos coming down and then going back up, and they'd be massive compared to me. I'm only small, like, so it'd be great just to get down the weight and then just come in strong, because normally when I come down fighting the 76 is the day of the fight, the Wednesday of the fight, and I struggle, you know what I mean? So if I get that day before, it'd be great for me.
Yeah, I feel like your style would be interesting in something like the Mighty Trigon, just like the very compact dimensions. Like, the BKB ring is pretty compact in its own regard, but it seems like a lot's made about the Trigon's size.
Yeah, no disrespect to it, it's just a strange ring. It's just mad. It's it takes boxing away from the BKB, you know what I mean? It's more like a slugfest. That's not disrespect, but it is what it is. So, but I'd love to give it a try in the future, maybe the start of next year sometime. But as I said, you gotta like with that game as well. You gotta start like playing different, because we got the clinch and stuff like that, and we're not used to that. So you gotta start training for that as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, have you accounted for a bit of that, like some of the active clinching and some of the infighting, and I guess just general different considerations that might come with that?
You know, I don't think it's going to bother me, because they're not going to get in that close, so they're going to be getting me in the clinch. But I think every fighter should do a bit of that. If they're going to go over and fight in the Trigon, they should at least go to some gym that does that, MMA gym, and just practice these things, because I've seen some of our lads and they're getting attention. They haven't got a clue what to do or how to get out of it. And the boys over there is coming out and just battering them with it. You know what I mean? So they need to get it out of their head that it's boxing and go to some MMA classes and really like train on it a bit and try to develop some kind of style with it.
Yeah, I mean, just kind of in line with the UK versus USA thing, I was actually on your Twitter page a bit ago, and I'd kind of forgot this fight was being talked about at one point almost, but that fight with Mike Richmond in like the earlier part of 2021. So yeah, definitely seems like that's kind of in line with what we're talking about, like a lot of cool opponents. But I guess the question that I have in there, like, is there any fight you've had in your bare knuckle run that ultimately didn't come together where you're like, oh, that would have been cool if I got to like step in there with them?
I think the Richmond fight, to be fair, because he's doing a lot since he's gone to since Richmond has gone to BKFC, he's done very, very well over there. He's got beaten by Lorenzo Hunt, so he's done big things already. So that fight would have been a good fight if it fell through. But unfortunately, his ass went and he didn't want that fight. So, but these things happen, I suppose. But it would have been a good fight, and the Tyler Goodjohn fight would have been a good fight because I would just want to battle that fighter, to be fair.
Yeah, I mean, another interesting situation of someone who became a champion in BKB and then kind of crossed over. That would have been a cool one for sure. But yeah, you've had so many legendary fights in your, you know, BKB run and everything like that. And I feel like this one will very much, you know, fit within that. Just a great continuation and what's been a great career in bare knuckle. But I appreciate all the time and insights, as always, Jimmy. I do want to be mindful of your time, as I was kind of saying, though. So.
Anytime.
Yeah, I super appreciate that, man. Definitely, like I said, to reiterate, have done a lot in the sport, and yeah, very much appreciate the time, but kind of curious if there's like any insight or parting thought you might want to add as we're sort of wrapping up here, man.
If you want to just catch up before the fight or whatever, just give me a shout and we'll have another one before the fight or whatever.
Yeah, definitely appreciate it, man, and very much looking forward to, you know, seeing what goes down with this fight on July the 29th and everything. And yeah, yet another headlining effort for BKB 33 and looking to put yourself in some pretty rarefied air in the sport in terms of like collecting another championship in a weight division. So
I'm just concentrating on this fight, and I'm not worrying about anything else after that. So July 29th, another world title, and I'm happy then with that.
Yeah, I mean, the focus is very evident to me, definitely coming across in a big way. But again, thanks for the time, Jimmy. You have a good rest of your day, and looking forward to seeing the fight when it goes down.
Cheers, man. Appreciate that. Speak soon, pal.